This is a second shiur in the Sicha of Likutei Siches, Chelek Chaf Beis, Yamim Achenim, the Chag HaPesach. In the first shiur, if you had a chance to listen to it, we addressed, in the beginning, the first few minutes, a tamtzis of the Nekuda Sabir in the Sicha all the way till the end of Seif Yud. And then we addressed Be'iyun, the He'ores 62 through 64, the Dinim Magen Avraham and the Alter Rebbe, Nagia Mish Nimshecha Suudosei, Metzai Yom Tov Achon Shal Pesach after Tzesach Kichovim. The Psak from the Mishnah Brura related to that din. The Rebbe's Tzorich In Godol on the Mishnah Brura. And Ashak Levetarian, a few Heores Bederech Efshar related to what the Achenim are saying, the Diyukim in the Heores here in the Rebbe's Loshen. And a few other Diyukim, as we explained in the first year. In this year, we are going to address the Ragat Shava, related to the gather of Isur Achilas Chometz on Nachon Shel Pesach, and as we'll soon see, Hamistayef Mizeh Bichlal Benegia, the gather of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos. The Rebbe is not mitzayin in the Sicha to the Ragat Shava, but we'll see that Bederech Efshar, perhaps, L'chiduda, we can connect the Teichen HaInyan of the concept of the Ragat Shava with the Teichen HaBiyu in the Sicha. So first, let's take just a few minutes to summarize and review the Nekuda Sabir in the Sicha al Derech Chassidus all the way till Seif Yud. Is a minag, Matzah Shruya, on Achon Shel Pesach, which not only we are Mekil, but we are Mehadah, B'chol Meichel U'Meichel. The Rebbe asks, what is the Tam and Techen HaMinag? Then the Rebbe explains, Al Pichsides, two Nekudes. First of all, Achon Shel Pesach, as the day when we concluded Sfiras HaEmer of the first Sfira, Sfiras HaChesed. And second Nekuda, Achon Shel Pesach, as a Me'ein of Geula Achena of Yemes HaMashiach. In the first Nekuda, Rebbe says, Al Pichsides, there is a difference between Chometz and Matzah, Pesach and Shavuos. Chometz, inyone Yeshus, mokir from kol davara, klipa, and so on. Matzah, the in from bitul and iskafia. When we are at Pesach, when we're still in Tumas Mitzrayim, when the ra is not nisbare, when the klipa is betokfa, then we need to have a zeirus, a filu b'mashu, from anything that has to do with Chometz, that has to do with Yeshus, that has to do with the mocker of Kol Davara. But after Sfiras HaEmer, 7 times 7, 49, the Biru of all the seven Midas, then we get to a Matzav of Shavuos, where the Nefesh HaBahamis, the Klipa, is completely Nisbar Givorn. And then, not only Chometz is Muta, but it's a Mitzvah. Chometz, the Afena, the Shtei Alechem, Kabbalah from Shavuos. A me'ein ze is Achon Shel Pesach. This is when we've concluded the Birur of at least the first and the Iker of all the Sfiras, Sfiras HaChesed. The way Sfiras HaChesed is in Klula of all the other Sfiras, which means that at that point we are the Matzav where we don't have to be Zohir so much in the Inn of Matzah, Bitul and Iskafia, Zahir from Chometz, from Machshas Chometz, from Matzah Shruya. And therefore, at that point, we are Mehader in Matzah Shruya, but not only that, we are Mehapech and Maile, Likdusha, that means we are using Achshas Chometz for Simchas Yantiv. Second Nekuda, not only as Achon Shel Pesach, as a day where we've concluded Birur of the first Midah, part of Sfiras HaEmer, but Achon Shel Pesach mitzad mehuse v'inyone, which is a me'ein of Yemes HaMashiach of Gula Achena. Ke'edua, as in Achon Shel Pesach is Meir, a light of Mashiach, a me'ein from the Gula Achena. And so as a result, we are not Zohir in Achshash Chometz, Matzah Shruya, and not only that, we are able to be Mehapech L'Kdusha. Rabbi explains the chiluk between Gula Rishena and Gula Achena. which Gula Arishena is given, it was Kibar Ha'am, that we had to run away from Ra. We're not then ready to be able to deal with Tumas Mitzrayim. It was not yet a time of Bil, and we had to be running away from Ra. Iskafya. That is why we are Zahir from Chometz, even from Achshash Chometz. Mashenken Yemei Samashiach is a matzah from Ve'ez Ruach HaTuma Avir Min Haaretz. At that point there is no Ra. We don't have to be Zahir from Achshash Chometz. Not only that, Yemei Samashiach is Hishapcha Chashucha Lin Eira, that the Ra itself will be Nishaper to Toiv. B'meile. It's Achen Shol Pesach, which is a Me'ein from Gula Achena. At that point is Meir, in of Moshiach. This is why, first of all, we don't have to be Zoyer so much in Achshash Chometz, which represents Klipa, which represents Ra, and so on. But not only that, we're able to use it, to use the Achshash Chometz, Matzah Shuyan, to be Mehapech Lekdusha, to use it for Simchas Yantiv. Then the Rebbe, at the end of Sif Yud, adds that this whole bir is misbate in the halacha. Negea mi shenimshecha seudase on achon shel Pesach all the way after tzesa kichavim, and he is before Ma'ariv and Avdala, which the din is as paskan the Magen Avraham and also the Alter Rebbe. And the Rebbe explains it very well that he's allowed to eat chametz. And there is a whole time al pinigle, Yaro 63. As we explain at length in the first year. But al derech Chassid Rebbe says that what do you see here? You see the inyan ahe'ara me'enof yemeis ha-mashiach. It's a matzav where you're still in a su'udah for Nachon Shel Pesach. And b'midah mesuyemes, kolponim, tesis yontev, you're still in a matzav, a zman for Nachon Shel Pesach, in some way. And you are going to say later in benching, Beyeim Chag HaMatzos Hazeh. And what's going on? You're eating chametz. This is the idea to be able to be mehapech, the eating of chametz, l'kedusha. Now here I'd like to add something as an introduction to the concept from the Ragat Shavah that we're going to address, learn, and explain in a moment, and the connection with the Sicha, which in the Anocha Bilti Muga, in Achen Shel Pesach, Tovshin Chav Zayin, the Rebbe added this last halacha at the end of the Fabregen. And the Rebbe said, this is similar here in the Sicha, in the Muga Dike Sicha, which after the whole beer, the Rebbe says at the end of Sif Yud, Un Eich Dem Inyan Drik Zichuiz Behalacha Benigle De Teirem. By the way, it was said by the Rebbe in the Anocha Bilti Muga is, Rebbe says, after the Bir, B'negea Matzah Shuya, the Rebbe said, Miot Babir Gifrekt, somebody asked the Rebbe, that L'cher, the whole Bir of the Rebbe has to do with Matzah Shuya. And the Rebbe explains, that Achon Shel Pesach Mishtet in a Matzav, where we are Mevar the first Sphira, which is a Me'en of Shvuas, or according to the second Nekuda, a Me'en of Mashiach. At least there in Achon Shel Pesach, the Rebbe addresses Shvuas, Tovshin Chav Zayin. So the Rebbe says, somebody asked me that the Chayra Shvuas, it's Chometz Te'afeno. It's Chometz Mamish. In Achon Shel Pesach, which is Ame'ein of the Biu, Ame'ein of Shvuas, what do we see? Only Matzah Shruya, Zehirus, Achshash Chometz, and that is that we are Mehapech L'Kedusha. But that Chometz, the Rebbe said, Shlema, that we can add something. And this is when the Rebbe added the halacha at the end of Sif Yud here in the Sicha. That Mishin Nimshecha Su'udose B'mitzvei Yontav Achon Shel Pesach can actually eat chametz. The Rebbe explained it Al-Pi Chassidus, which is here, not only Matzah Shruya, Achshash Chametz, but that's really even more connected to a Me'ein from Shvuas, chametz mamesh that is eaten during a time of Kivyoch Lachon Shel Pesach, which is still in some way, a Suda for Lachon Shel Pesach, where you say Chag HaMatzos. So that is even more than the Matzah Shruya, which is only Achshash Chometz. So Al Pize, Meyusad Al Ze, we can say, perhaps, the chiduda, that we can connect the biur of the sicha to achilas chomet, to the isur of achilas chomet, mamish during achim shel Pesach, based on the concept of the ragat shana. Dehainu. Let's first share achkire from the ragat shaver benegea, the gather of isur achilas chomets on achim shel Pesach. Let me first read the words of the ragat shaver bilshene. This is from Shaldus Uchuvis, Dvinsk, Chedek Aleph, Simon Pe Aleph. V'chein, kemei chomets, b'shmini l'chag ha-Pesach. Im ze machmas geder chomets, oi machmas geder yontev. Me quote another quote. This is Charles Tshuves Tzafnas Panecha Chadoshes, Siman Nun Hei. Chelek Gimel, Siman Nun Hei. V'chein, b'chametz b'yomtev shmini shel Pesach, im ze geder chametz, o geder mechalel yomtev shein. Vasi de pshat. Achen shel Pesach is Yom Tov Sheni shel Galuyos, which be'etzem it's only b'derabbanan. And back then it was Sfeika d'Yema. But today that we know al pi cheshben, it's only b'geder takana m'derabbanan. Mitzad Yom Tov Sheni shel Galuyos. B'meile, on Achen Shel Pesach, when you say you're not allowed to eat chametz, we can define this in two ways. In other words, we can define the takana, the isu, the rabbanon of eating chametz in two ifanim. One is that although it's taki midrabbanon, but it is an isu chametz midrabbanon. Just like there is an isu chametz midraisam during the first 7 days of Pesach, so too, the eighth day of Pesach, which is only mitzad yom tov sheni, that means only midrabbanon, but akol panim, it's an isu chametz midrabbanon. That means it has the shem, the mehus, the geder of chametz take. But midrabbanon. Or do you say, no, this is not isu chametz. Isu chametz, the first 7 days. Now here is a isu midrabban. What's the gada? The name of this isu is Yom Tov Sheni. The takana is that Yom Tov Sheni midav zichfirn the way mifirzir the first Yom Tov. But since at the end of the day midaraisa it's finished the whole isu chametz, when Chachamim added the Yom Tov Sheni, they didn't add b'chol prat to prat that every single thing that we do has the shame and the mehus of the original Isu Min HaTorah. Now, the original Isu Min HaTorah is Nifsa Givorn, and now you have a Metzius Chadosha called Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos. And everything that you're not allowed to do, such as Isu Chametz, Shvisa Mimelacha, and everything, they all have the same name. Isu Chametz is not Isu Chametz, it's Isu Yom Tov Sheni. Shvisa Mimelacha on Yom Tov Sheni, it's not Shvisa's Isu Melacha. Because mitzad deraisa, there is no problem. It's what? It's Yom Tov Sheni. You're either on the east of the Rabbanon called Yom Tov Sheni. Be'etzem, this chkira, let's explain a bit further. Chkira in the Ragat Shaver is chayker benegea Yom Tov Sheni shel Galuyos bichlal. It says it's not just a chkira benegea chometz on achen shel Pesach. Chkira benegia, all the different dinim and protim and mitzvahs related to Yom Tov Sheni shel Galuyos. Is it? Let me share here another lashon, this time from Shalos Utshuvos, Tzafnas Paneach, Yerushalayim, Tov Shin Chof Hei, Siman Nun Aleph. First, the Loshon HaShaila from Arav Kasha, which asked the Ragatshava, and then the Loshon, at least a few Tzitutim from the Ragatshava in his answer. The Loshon HaShaila is Azai. Geder Yontov Sheni, Imhu Metzius Chadosha, Oi, the Efshad Mid Rabbanon Lei Kiyem a Mitzvah Shel Yomtov Kedas Ad She Yase Oid Yoim Le Yomtov Veoz Nigmara Ha Mitzvah Ki Hilchosa. Then he adds that this is really a question, as we'll soon see, B'nei Rabbi Chlal Takanes De Rabbanon V'chen Kol Takanas Chachonim She Yisifu Ardin Shel Teira Im Zeh Ave Mitzius Chadosha. Let's see now how the Ragatshava answers in his Loshon, and he explains again that there are two Gdorim in Yontov Sheni Shel Galuyos. Begeder Yontov Sheni yesh baze arichus gadol me'od, ach bekitzer kach. Hine, kol takanas chachamim sheisifu al din shel Teira. Im Rabbanon Omru, Sheadain Nisha mid Rabbanon Begeder Ha'ava, Oze Metzius Chadosh. And then he goes on, Benegia, a number of Takanas de Rabbanon, including Yontov Sheni, as we'll soon see. So let's explain. Is Yontov Sheni Shel Galuyos a Takana that the Shem and Mahus of all the Prote Dinim and the Mitzvahs, they have the same Mahus and Shem Prote from the Eraisa Navaden, it's just Mid Rabbanon? Or do you say that this is a Metzius Chadosha, it's a new name, an Isu de Rabbanon Kloli, a Mahus de Rabbanon Kloli called Yom Tov Shem? And the Ragatshava connects that with another Kira, how to define Yom Tov Sheni. We'll soon see how the two Kiras are kind of dependent on each other. One is the Neshama of the other one. One is Mistai from the other one. It says like this. Yom Tov Sheni. When Chachamim came and were Mesakin, the second Yom Tov, is it a hemshech and a hashlama from the rishon? That means keilu neima, the chachamim came and were geireya from the de'eraisa, the first day. They said that in order for you to be mekayim the first day, de'eraisa bishleimus, you need also the second day. So they did two things at once. They were geirea the deiraisa. They said that the deiraisa depends now on the second day. If you want your mitzvah of the deiraisa of the first day to be complete, you're going to have to do the second day. And then they were mesakin the second day, which is mashlim the rishon. It's a hemshech of the first yontiv. Or that the second yontiv is a metzius chadasha. Your first Yontov de'eraisa is nigmar givorn b'shleimus after you finish the first Yontov. Now Chachamim were mesakin a new metzius called Yontov Sheni. Which, the first chkira we explained before, prati or klali, meaning, is it a geder chometz prati, Hashemu mehus prati, let's say of shvisim melacha or isu chometz, or is it a geder klali of Yontov Sheni, is dependent on this chkira. If you say that the tzuras atakana, the mehus atakana of Yom Tov Sheni given, the Chachamim said, we are nigra from the deiraisa. That means that it is now the deiraisa dependent, needs the second day to be mashlin the mitzvah properly on bishlemus. That means that the second day, which is midrabanon, is a hashlama to the rishon. And that was the takana of Yom Tov Sheni. Then that means, obviously, that everything you do on Yom Tov Sheni has the Shein Prati of the Deiraisa, because it's a Hashlama to the Rishon. That means that Isu Chometz, it's Isu Chometz. every single Isul and Mitzvah and Prat of the Yantav Sheni, since it is considered a Hashlama to the Rishon, only through that you are mashlim your Mitzvah of the Rishon, then obviously it's Chal, the name and the Mehus and the Gather of every single Isul and every single Mitzvah and every single Prat in the Yantav Sheni, that it carries the same name as the first one, as the first Yantav Midei Raisa. Mashenken, if you say, Yantav Sheni is a whole different gedder than Mitzvah Chadasha. Chachamim came or mistaken and Mesif, a new thing called Yantav Sheni. The Mele here, you'll say that the gedder of all the different mitzvah and yisurim and everything, it's not Prati, Chametz, Shvisim, Melacha and everything, but it's gedder Yantav Sheni. It's a Isur Klali or it's a Mitzvah Klali, Shmid Rabbanu. And the truth is, the Ragat Shavim is chaker like this. I mean, this chira is mistaefes from a general chira of the Ragat Shavim benegea takanes nisuri de rabban. As it begeder an isu prati or an isu kloli de rabban. Does it retain, does it carry the same chefza de reisa? Or it's a new gather and a siag mide rabbanon that doesn't have the name and the mehus mide reisa? We had a whole shiur about this actually. If you go back, it was a shiur on he'ara in the Sicha Chalek Chav Beis, Shabbos Pasha Shmini. But let me here just give the Nekuda Se'inyan so we understand, at least briefly, how this Chkira Benegea Yantav Sheni is really connected and mistahefes from a general Chkira Benegea Takanes Nisuri de Rabbana. When Chachamim came and added an Isu de Rabbanon, is the Pshat that it has the name and the Mehus Prati, and the same Chefza as the original Isu Min HaTorah, except that it's only Midei Rabbanan. Or that the Isu the Rabbanan is really a Isu Klali, that every single Isu the Rabbanan is the same gather, it's a Mishmeres LeMishmarti, it's a Siagna, a Chaka to the Deraisa, but it doesn't really have the Mehus of the Deraisa. For example, in Isu Erva, in Arayas, Suribia, there is the Arayas Minatero. And then there is Isu Shnies, Chachamim were Esa Midrabon. So do you say that the Suribia of the Shnies Midrabon carries the name, the Chefza, the Mehus of Erva, such as it is Minatero, except that it's not Minatero, it's only Midrabon? But it's still Isu Erva. Or do you say, no, it's an Isu de Rabbanon. Called what? Isu Shnias de Rabbanon. It doesn't have the name and the Mehus of Isu Erva. Or, Al Derech Ze Benegea, Anisha Grusha is Asur Lekemi de Reisa. Kem Chachamim or Mesaken. That is also Chalutza. Is Chalutza now a Mehus Grusha? No, but then, just Mide Rabbanon. Or, that is a Isur Chadash, a Isur Kloli, a Isur de Rabbanim. It doesn't have the Chetza Midereisa. L'may Nafka Mina, he says, do you say, when I get Isur Shnias, that if there will be a Bian, there will be a child, there will be a Mamzer de Rabbanim, such as, when I get the Arayas de Reis, there will be a Mamzer de Reis. If it carries, if it's a Isur Prati, carries the name, HaProti of the Isur Minatera, Mele will be a Mamzer de Rabbanim. If you say it's a Isu Chadash, then it's called what? It's called Isu de Rabbana. From a Isu de Rabbana, you don't have a Mamzer. From Isu Erva, you have a Mamzer, but not from Isu de Rabbana, Klali. But there's a Mendegea Chalutza. Is a child that is born from a Chalutza, a Chalal, Mide Rabbana, such as a child that is born from a Grusha de Reis, is a Chalal Mide Reis. Or do you say no? Only a a challah is only from a grusha, but from a, if we're going to say it's a isu chadash, it's a isu de rabbanon klali, from a isu de rabbanon, you don't have a challah. And he's machia the regat shaver that there is, in l'mashal b'negea, these two isurim that we just mentioned, yesh v'yesh. B'negea arayes is the shnias, it's a isu chadash, it's a isu de rabbanon klali, and b'mele it won't be a mamzer de rabbanon. Shank b'negea chalutza, takan given in a zat sura, in a zat way that it became a grusha midrabanan. It has the name grusha, the name prati, and therefore it will be a chala midraban. Adelson Ragacha is cheker benegea isur shvus on Shabbos midrabanan. Does it have the name of the original melachim in Atera? Let's say bayne derabanan, cheresh derabanan, and so on. Or it's a isu chadash called shvus, which is a isu derabanan. And it has kama v'kama nafkaminus. And he says, yesh v'yesh, there are different types of shvus. Some shvus is a me'ein from the deraisa. Prati. It has the shem and the mehuz, the cheftza of minatera, except it's only midirabban. Shank and some shvus, it's a isu chadash, it's a geder shvus, but it's not a shem melacha midiraisa. So too is linyoneinu b'negea yantav sheni shagaluyes, which is a takana de rabbanan. Is it a prat in the deraisa that says that it receives the chefza and the shem and the mehus minatira, or is it just an isu klali, an isu chadash called yom tov sheni de rabbanan? And as mentioned, it depends how do you define yom tov sheni. Is it a hashlama larishin, which then it will be obviously prati will have and carry the shem, the original chefza and the mehus deraisa, accepts only the rabbanan. And if it's just Ein Chadash, it will have just the name Yom Tov Sheni. Uli in Yoneinu, let's go back now. Benegia Isu Achilas Chametz, Valderze Shvisem Imelacha, on Yom Tov Sheni Shal Pesach. Nachon Shal Pesach. Is it an Isu Proti de Rabban? That means it has the name of the Mehus, Isu Chametz de Rabbanan, Shvisem Imelacha mi de Rabbanan, and so on. Or is it an Isu Kloli called Yom Tov Sheni? And Sai Chametz and Sai Shvisa Mimelacha, it has the same name, the same who's called Yom Tov Sheni. What would be the Nafkamina? Is Nafkamina Lemaise, like Sheva brings, Benegea, what if somebody was over, let's say on Achad Shel Pesach, Sai on Achilas Chametz, he ate Chametz, and say on Shvisa Mimlocha. He did a melocha. Since it's the Rabbanan, the Einesh is Makas Mardus. But the question is, how many Makas Mardus is Chayev? Let's read a few Lashenus here from the Ragat Shavu. let's go back to Shalos Tshuves Yerushalayim, Tavshin Chafei, Simen and Aleph. After he brings the chkira, so he says, "Chen nafkamina lemoshal, mi she'osa melacha beyantiv achad shel Pesach, ve'achal chametz." So apparently he did two separate yisurim. The question will be, "Im chayav beis malkus de rabbanam," that says two mardus, or rak echad, deze metzius achas, ve'legazru mefurash de osu lechal chametz. Beyond the Vachon Shal Pesach. Rak mi mele. Let's quote another Loshen. This time from Ma'adura Tinyona. Tzoftas Penach al Rambam. Ma'adura Tinyona. Page 162. After he brings the Chkira, it says like this. Beyond the Sheni, David HaKona de Tzorech Lizoher. Each Adin, in biyantev achon shel Pesach, osa melocha, ve'ochal chometz. Im chayav olav beis peami makas mardus, kivan dezenevei amitam echad, der ikar atakona ve'bishvil yantev, lo bishvil Pesach. Umele be'Pesach, nafkamina gam lechometz, oi ze inyonim nifrodim. What does he say? Say like this. Nafkamina will be, is he chayav two mardus or one mardus? If you say that Yantav Sheni Shel Galuyos receives for every single Isur and Prat and Mitzvah a Mehus and Shem Prati of the original Isur or Mitzvah Min HaTorah, then it'll be Chayav two separate Mardas, one on Achilas Chometz HaPrati, and one on Isur Asiyas Melacha Shvisim Melacha HaPratis, because he did two separate Isur, and each one have their own Shem Mehus, the original Isur Min HaTorah. Mashenk, and if you say that there is in Tzchal and Yantav Sheni just an Isur de Rabbanon Klali called Yantav Sheni, it doesn't have the Prat, the original Shem and Mehus of the Deraisa, the Mele, Isai Isur Achilas Chometz. It's not Chometz, it's Yantav Sheni. Say Asiyas Melacha, it's not Asiyas Melacha, it's Yantav Sheni. Mele, it's really the same Isur that you did. You were over on the Takana from Chachamin that is called what? Yantav Sheni Shel Galuyos. Mele, how many Mardus you chayav? Just one. This, by the way, the same Nafkamina that the Ragat Sheva brings, Benegadiz Chkira, we had, as I mentioned earlier, the Shir on Siron Shmini, he mentions that Benegea Chatzi Shir, for example, is it Begeder Prati of the original, of the original Isur Beshir, or is it just a Geder Klali, an Isur Klali, Chatzi Shir? Nafkamina will be Leinu Makas Mardus. That's what the Rebbe brings in Asicha Benegea Chinuch. Chinuch too, we have the same Chkira. Is chinuch in every single mitzvah, a prat in every single mitzvah, or it's a in klali called chinuch. Mele, if you aver on different inyanim from chinuch, how many makas mardus, the Rebbe Nafkamino will be also benegea makas mardus, how many makas mardus you'll be chayev. So on derech ze leinyoneinu benegea isur achilas chametz and siyas melacha on achon shel Pesach. Now, before we come back to the Sicha here in Chelek Chav Beis, let's first share a few nekudas lechiduda. First of all is a nekuda from the Ragat Shava, which Kedarka Bakedesh is Mekasha Halacha Mitagadeta. So he brings a Yerushalmi Benegea Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, which is based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which the pasuk says, "Samuni neitera esakramim, karmi sheli lo netarti." What's the pshat? So the Yerushalmi says like this: "Mi garam li." Liyais neitera sakramim al shem kami sheli lei natarti. Which means, it relates to the inyan of Yom Tov Sheni. Mi garam li, lihiyais mishmeres shnei yomim besuryan, this is in Chutz La'aretz, is because al shele shamati yeim echad ba'aretz. It says the Yerushalmi is derish. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Samuni neitera sakramim. How come I am neitera, I am shemer, kramim, loshen rabim, das heißt, a remez to two yomim tevim bechutz laaretz? Why is that? That is because karmi sheli lei natarti. That is because I didn't keep properly the yom echad in Eretz Yisrael. And as a result, it was Geirem that today we have to keep two Yomim Tevim in Chutz La'aretz. That's the drasha. Then continues the Yerushalmi. Svula hayisi shani mekabel eschar al shnaim. But the truth is, eini mekabel eschar ela al echad. Since now we have two Yomim Tevim in Chutz La'aretz, I could think that I will receive a schar, double schar. Now says, for each one of the 2 days, because I'm doing it 2 days, I will receive a schar for each day. is kamashmalan that nein, I will only receive schar for one day. Ela alechem. So fragt sich der Shaila, why take? Since lepeil, the end of the day benesa from the day minateirim, I also keep and do all the mitzvahs and everything for a second day. I should receive a schar for the second day as well. How come I'm only receiving schar ayem echad? This is the pshat in the Yerushalmi. That depends on our chkira that we just mentioned. If Yantav Sheni is begeder isuproti, that means they receive the shem mehus, the chepze minatera novaden just midarabanan. In other words, as explained earlier, that this depends on how to define the Yantav Sheni, which is ahashlama and a hemshech to the Rishon. It turns out that I only kept at the end of the day, although it looks like 48 hours, it looks like 2 days, but really I only kept one day. Because the mehus atakana of the Rabban, according to this first way of the Chkira, is that Chachamim were geirea from the Deiraisa and said that in order to be mekayim properly bishlemus the Deiraisa, I will need also the Rabban on the second day, which is a hashlam al harishon. What if it's a hashlam al harishon? I only have at the end of the day yom echad. Mashe enken, if we are going to say that yom tov sheni is a geder klaisur derabban and klali kol yom tov sheni, it doesn't have the shem prati of the mehus, the chetzem, the derais. And why? Because this is a mitzius chadasha that the derais ended the first day bishlemus, and then we add a new takana. Then it would make sense I should receive a schar not only for the first day of the Raisa which was completed, but also on the Metzius Chadasha, on the second Takana mit Rabbanan. Zag der Ragat Shava, that what the Yerushalmi says here, the Yerushalmi holds like the first side of the Chkira. And this is in Geder Prati, Chetzal Mehus from the Raisa, which is dependent on the Hagdara, which is a Shlom al Harishon. Because it's a Hashlam al Harishon, this is what Yerushalmi is saying here, that Eini Mekabel Eschar Ela Al Echad, because at the end of the day, the Yantav Sheni is really completing the first day, I only have one day. Let's add here another He'ara from Arazevin. Interesting He'ara in Amiyadim Ba'alacha on Shir HaShirim. In one of his footnotes, he says, "Agav, yesh lehetzi ledaiti mitoch ze pitorn l'shayla kazois. Hare sheba asfina im Yehudim l'eretz Yisor b'tchilas yantav sheni shel goluyes, al menas lehishtakea, keitzad yinhagu." He says, from this whole Yerushalmi and this whole tzad of the Chkira, we can find a solution to this question. What is the question? A boat arrived with Yidden in Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of Yom Tov Sheni. And al menas lishtakeh, which means that apparently, now that they're arriving in Eretz Yisrael, they only have one day of Yom Tov. But the question is, ketzad yinhagu, do they still need to keep their Yom Tov Sheni because they came from Chutz La'aretz? Or since they're arriving now lishtakeh in Eretz Yisrael, it's not chal Yom Tov Sheni on them. Zog der Azay. Im ha'amur yesh leimar, shekiven shebeyem harishon shel yom tov ayu b'chutz la'aretz, arei chaser lahem mishleimus ha'kdusha shel ha'chag, chisorn ha'zokuk le'hashlamas yom tov sheni. So according to what we explain now, the one side of the Chkira, which is the way the Yerushalmi holds, according to Ragat Shaver, that the Yom Tov Sheni is a Hashlam al Harishon, since when they started Yom Tov Rishon, they were in Chutz La'aretz, and at that point, their Yom Tov Rishon was not Shalem without the Yom Tov Sheni. So although they are now arriving on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius in Eretz Yisrael, since they are still missing the Oir and the Inyonim in order to complete the Mitzvah and the Inyan of Yom Tov Rishon, he says, Yesh Leima, that they will need to keep a Yom Tov Sheni as well. Another inyan that is made there, Rav Zevin, is that l'chura al pinigle, the tzad that Yom Tov Sheni is a in prati, received the chefs and the mehus deiris, and why? Because it's a shalom al harishon, and as we explain, as the Rag Shavel says, that this is because the tzuras hatakana is chachamim came and said that we are geireya di deiraisa, that now, from now on, the deiraisa is not mushlam unless you also have the Yom Tov Sheni. What's this inyan that chachamim came and made a giron on the deiraisa? How do you explain this? So he says, however, al pichsidus, meaning al pi the bir of the Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah Benegea and the Geder and the Mehus and Yantav Sheni Shel Galuyos, and why do we need bechutz laaretz a Yantav Sheni? You understand this tzad of the Ragat Shavel al pi nigle, which is the Alter Rebbe explains the reason why we keep Yantav Sheni bechutz laaretz. It's not just mitzad, the original takana and sveka d'yema and everything, but this is because in chutz laaretz we need 2 days in order to be mamshir the oyer that in Eretz Yisrael we can only do it, that in Eretz Yisrael we can do it in only 1 day. Since we are in chutz laaretz, we're in a lower level, so we need 2 days to be mamshir the same level of oyer that it is enough 1 day in Eretz Yisrael. Mele zokter, this is why. Now you understand the tzad, the chachamim came and said the takana of Yom Tov Sheni is mashlim l'rishon, in a way that from now on it's nigra, the deraisa of the Yom Tov Rishon, that the rishon needs the sheni in order to be mashlim the mitzvah. The chayr al pinigle vasi the bir. But then al pirsis we understand, since it's a in from oyer, it's a in from chutz laaretz, in chutz laaretz we are lower than Eretz Yisrael. This is why the takana was in such a way that in order to be mashlim, whatever you do on Yom Tov Rishon, from now on you're going to need a second day to be mashlim the mitzvah of Yom Tov Rishon, the oyer, the oyeres, the hamshacha of Yom Tov Rishon. Perhaps, al pize, we used to this connection that Harav Zevin makes between the tzad ha-nigle and the tzad ha-chsidus, we can go further and explains the other side as well. Meaning Rav Zevin explains only one side, but perhaps Le'er, the Bir in Asicha from the Rebbe, in Chelek Yutes, where the Rebbe explains the Inyan from Yom Tov Sheni, it's Asicha from Simchas Teira, Chelek Yutes, Amud 381. The Rebbe brings that there are two Inyanim in Yom Tov Sheni. The Rebbe is Metzayin in the He'ares al Pichsidus, and perhaps we can say that the Bir of the Rebbe, and in the Mekeres the Rebbe brings al Pichsidus, is Matim and Yumtak in Eile Bekane Echad with the two Tzadim and the two Eifanim of the Chkira from the Ragat Shaver al Pinigle. Rebbe Zok Tazoy, in the Inyan from Yom Tov Sheni Zayin Dot Zvi Inyanim. Aleph, wie Yom Tov Sheni is a mesuvav un hemshech von Yom Tov Rishon. And the Rebbe is mitzayin in the Har 14, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim that we just quoted earlier, Samuni no Tera Sakramim, etc. And the Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah. Beis, the Rebbe continues, in em kumtzu der ilui fun arevim alai divre seifrim. Azach, was is nita be yantav rishon. In R 16, the Rebbe is mitzayin to Likutei Torah again. And he explains and adds in the Kudal Pirsidus, which is, let's explain. Rebbe says that in yantav sheni, there are two inyonim. First, that Yom Tov Sheni is a hemshech to Yom Tov Rishon. As the Alter Rebbe explained in Likutei Torah, that in Chutz Laaretz, in order to be mamshir the oyer, then the Eretz Yisrael is enough 1 day, you need here 2 days. According to this bir, is take Yom Tov Sheni a hemshech and a shlama to the first one. Then the Rebbe says there is a second in Yom Tov Sheni, and that is, that since is a in from Divrei Seifrim, is a reivim alai divrei seifrim. Yaisa mi divrei teira. That means that there is a inyan chadash in Yontav Sheni, which there isn't in Yontav Rishon. Al Pichsedes, there is a Oir Chadash that is Nimshach in Yontav Sheni, a level, a certain Oir that you don't have in Yontav Rishon. It's not just a Hamshach, it's a whole new thing. And the other Rebbe explained that this is why Al Pichsedes Davka, the Yontav Sheni, the Oir of the Yontav Sheni is Nimshach Lemata Beyesa. Because since it's Nimshach, a new Oir, a new Inyan from Divrei Seferim, then is the Oir can be Nimshach Lemata Beyesa. So Yeshlema, that these two Inyanim Al Pichsedes, they're really fitting in the Mamish Eilim Bekane Echad, they correspond very gishmak to the two ways of the Chkira ben Nagia, the Gedda from Yantav Sheni. In one way, Rav Zevin already explained, which is the Hashlama L'Rishon. And here we're going to add the second way as well, which is like this. If we're saying that Al Pichsedes, what is Yantav Sheni? Yantav Sheni is because in Chutz Laretz you need 2 days, not Mamshir the Eir, that is enough, 1 day in Eretz Yisrael. So that is obviously, as Rav Zevin explained, matim to the first side of the Chkira, which is the way the Rishonim understood, which is that Yantav Sheni is a in proti, and receives the gedder from Isu Chometz, the gedder from Shvusamim Melacha. And why? Because it's a hemshech and a hashlama to the Rishon. The Chachamim were metakin in a way that were gereya from the day Raisa, and now you need the second one to be mashkim everything that you did the first day. Mashe enken. According to the second Inyan of Pichsedes, that what is Yantav Sheni is a Revi Malay Divisem Yesem Divatir, that there is a whole new Eir, Chadosh, that is Nimshach and Yantav Sheni, is Yeshlema, that this is Eile Bekane Echa, that this corresponds with the second side of the Chkiran, which is that Yantav Sheni is not a Hemsher Vashom Alerishon, but this is a Metzias Chadosha, a Geder Yantav Sheni, it doesn't have the Geder of Chametz and the Chefza and the Shem of the Deiraisa. It's a whole new thing called what? Yantav Sheni. Only Fizei Yeshlema that this is not, Al Pichsedes HaKopanim, it's not either one way or the other, but Tarvayu Yisneuve, that the two are there in the Yantav Sheni, Hein Mitzad, that this is a Hemsher V'Hashlom HaLarishon, and Hein Mitzad, that this is a Metzius Chadosha. And now, let's conclude and go back to our sicha here, Chalek Chav Beis, Yom Machin Lechag HaPesach, that we began the shiur with, the Kudas Abir of the Rebbe, Negea Matzah Shruya, and the end of Seif Yud, Negea Chometz on the Seuda, for Nachum Shal Pesach, and so on. Shlema Razei. That perhaps we can say, at least according to one side of the Chkira, which is the tzad that Yantav Sheni, it's a Metzius Chadosha. It's a Geder Chadosh. It's Itzur the Rabbanon Klal. It's not Isu Achilas Chometz. It's not Isu Shvisim Imlacha. It's what? It's Isu Yantav Sheni. It's a Kalpanim. According to this tzad of the Chkira, we can say, the Chiduda, that this is perhaps matim between the kudas abir of the sicha that the Rebbe explained when I get the mehus of Achon Shel Pesach. Dehainu, not only when I get matzah shuya, not only when I get chametz at the end of Pesach, mishinim shirasu dosei, which technically Pesach is finished, that's why he's allowed to eat chametz b'seuda. And he's still going to say Chagamatzes. But perhaps we can go here, even during the day of Achon Shel Pesach, the entire 24 hour of Achon Shel Pesach, which obviously there is a Isu Chametz. However, according to this tzad of the Chkiran, it's not an Isu Achilas Chametz. There is no Isu Achilas Chametz anymore. The Isu Achilas Chametz ended yesterday. What is it? It's Isu de Rabbanan. Isu Klali called what? Yantav Sheni. That's the name of the Isu. In the Lashon of the Ragat Shavar, it's not Geder Chometz, it's Geder Yantav. V'yeshleima, that this is Matim Al Pichsedes. Since, hen mitzah the first Nekuda, and hen mitzah the second Nekuda. since on Nachan Shel Pesach. It's already the biru of the first midah, the way it's klulam mizayin. Ibn Mele al pichsedes is nish shayach kenisu chametz. What can we have a kopanim an isu klali kol isu de rabban and geder yontev? But then an isu chametz. Or hand mitzah the second nekud. Since Rachan Shel Pesach, it's an oyer from Mashiach, it's a me'ein from the Gula Achena, is a kopanim on that day, sure you're not allowed to eat chametz bepeil, but the shame and mehus isu prati of chametz is nigma, it's finished. It's already finished yesterday, it's not shayach today to add an isu chametz. Says Tazoi, Taki alpin nigle, we understand the reason, because it's Yantav Sheni and so on. But there, the way the Rebbe explains in the Sicha, Benagia Mishim Shirasuda say that Taki alpin nigle, her 63, it's because it's Chametz, it's not Talui Bigdusha Sayyim and everything is as the whole Arichus in the Alter Rebbe. Yet the Rebbe explained that aside of the time of Pinigle, we're going to explain his Alpichsedes, which is Nagia to the Mahus and the Gedder of Nachat Shal Pesach. Main Moshiach and so on. So there's a linya neinu. The attack al pinigle, the reason why there is no achilas chametz prati on Achen Shel Pesach lefi the second sifon of chkira is because this is the gather of Yom Tov Sheni, and that depends on the gather of on that chkira and so on. But al pirsedus we can say that this is because on Achen Shel Pesach it's not possible anymore to have an isu chametz. Why? Because we are mevar already the first midah, and why? Because we are already Ame'ein from Yemes HaMashiach. And that is why, at least, Nachat Shel Pesach, no, we have an Isu de Rabbanon, not to eat Chametz, mitzad Geder Yontev, but mitzad Chametz, which in Yonah is Yeshus, which is in Yonah is Isnasus, Moke Kol Davara, and so on, that's already finished yesterday. Today, we cannot have any more Inyan from Chametz, because today we are already in a Matzah from Biru, today we are already in a Matzah from Yemes HaMashiach. Well, we have, since at the end of the day it's not complete, it's just a me'ein, we have an Isu de Rabbanon called a Geder Yontov Sheni, which as a result, it's still also Ba'achidas Chametz. Kopanim, this is just the Chiduda, perhaps the Eir, the Bir from the Sicha we can connect with the Chkira, at least a Kopanim according to one side of the Chkira from the Regat Shavah. And let's hope that the Oltake be not only like the second side of the Chkira, meaning that it's still also Ba'achilas Chametz, a Kopanim in the Rabbanon Yisro Klodi, but it will be just like it is in Shvues Chametz Te'afena, which in from Chametz will be completely Nepech L'Kedusha, B'Yemeis HaMashiach, B'Mehera, B'Yomeinu, Amen.